People often say they want to grow, improve, and become better versions of themselves, yet many are surprisingly reluctant to invest in personal development. This reluctance is not always laziness or lack of ambition. More often, it is rooted in fear, uncertainty, and the emotional cost of change. Personal development sounds inspiring, but in practice, it requires vulnerability. It demands honesty about what isn't working, discipline to build new habits, and patience to endure slow progress. For many people, staying the same feels safer than confronting the discomfort of becoming different. One major reason people resist investing in themselves is that growth threatens identity. Even if someone is unhappy, their current patterns are familiar. Familiarity feels like safety. Personal development often requires admitting, "I don't have this figured out," or "I've been living in a way that isn't helping me." That can feel humiliating. It can also create a sense of grief because growth sometimes means letting go of the person you used to be. If someone's identity is tied to being the fun one, the tough one, the victim, or even the successful one, change can feel like losing a role. People may unconsciously avoid development not because they don't want improvement, but because they fear who they'll become without the old story. Another reason is that personal development is uncertain. Many investments come with clear feedback. You spend money and receive a product. But investing in yourself is different. Therapy, coaching, education, fitness, or new habits do not guarantee immediate results. Growth is slow and the payoff is delayed. People living under stress, especially financial pressure, often choose what is urgent over what is important. When you're worried about paying bills or putting out the next fire, it can feel unrealistic to invest time or money into self-improvement. Even if personal development would help long-term, it can seem like a luxury in the short term. Fear of failure also plays a big role. Personal development creates a silent expectation. If I try, I should improve. But what if you try and you don't change? What if you spend money on therapy and still feel anxious? What if you start a business course and still feel behind? What if you go to the gym and don't stick with it? Many people would rather avoid trying than risk confirming their own doubts. This is why self-sabotage and procrastination are so common. Not investing in yourself protects you from the pain of effort without reward. Some people are reluctant because personal development forces responsibility. Growth requires you to stop blaming everything on circumstances and start owning your choices. That can be empowering, but it can also feel heavy. If you accept responsibility for your habits, boundaries, and mindset, you also accept that change is possible. And that means you can no longer hide behind excuses. In a strange way, staying stuck can feel easier because it requires less accountability. Growth demands that you do something differently, and that is uncomfortable. Another barrier is cynicism. Many people have seen self-help used as a shallow product, full of clichés and quick fixes. They may have tried motivational systems that didn't work or followed advice that felt empty. Over time, they become skeptical. This is all nonsense, or it won't change anything. This kind of cynicism can protect people from disappointment, but it also prevents them from discovering what could actually help. Finally, people resist investing in themselves because they underestimate their value. If someone has low self-esteem, they may feel they aren't worth the effort. They may believe improvement is for better people or that they are too broken to change. In that mindset, personal development feels pointless or even painful because it requires hope. And hope can be risky when you've been disappointed. In the end, reluctance to invest in oneself usually comes from fear, not weakness. But the truth is that personal development is one of the few investments that pays dividends across every area of life. It strengthens confidence, increases opportunity, improves relationships, and builds resilience. The hardest part is beginning. But once someone takes that first step, they often realize they were never incapable of growth. They were simply afraid of what growth would ask of them.